Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope everyone is doing well today. I hope everyone is blessed. Everyone enjoyed the prayer meeting last night. What a wonderful prayer meeting. We came, we were instructed, we were taught, and then we went right into prayer. And we've been seeking the Lord for many, many things, many needs, many burdens, pressures, many heartaches, many tough situations. And that's the title of our series, Casting Life's Heavy Burdens on the Lord our God. Our scripture text is Psalm 55, verse 22, which reads, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Let's pray. Dear God, dear Heavenly Father, yes, how dear you are to us, how precious you are to us. We cannot think for one moment, living a day, living an hour, without you, Lord. You are dear to us. But the Bible says that before we first loved you, before you were dear to us, we were dear to you and you loved us. So now, Lord, we are gathered together as your people to study thy word and to provide comfort for those who are undergoing severe trials and tribulations. Bless us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. We began our study yesterday by giving you a background to Psalm 55. It was a psalm composed by David. It is a psalm that has a major. What is that major teaching? Well, the major teaching is this. God's people are going to suffer. But through it all, through every storm, through every trial, through every tribulation, because God does not exempt us from storms. God does not exempt his children from trials and tribulations. That said, although God's people will go through storms, trials, and tribulations, they will get through these storms, trials, and tribulations because God, their Father, promises to deliver them from whatever befalls them in life. So all you got to do is hang in there. Hang in there. You know, if you own a ship, if you own a boat, if you own some kind of sea vessel, every boat comes with an anchor. Every boat. Now, what's the anchor for? Do you use the anchor all the time? No. You use the anchor especially when storms come. Anchor connects you or tethers you or binds you to something solid so that while the storm is ensuing, while you're in the midst of the storm, the anchor holds. And once the storm passes over, the anchor has done its job. Our anchor is the Lord. Our anchor is Psalm 55, verse 22. Which tells us that God, who is our anchor, will not suffer the righteous to be moved, even though they are destined to go through storms. David is the author of this psalm, and he's the author of so many psalms. And David went through all kinds of storms. Now, some storms David brought upon himself. Some trials, some tribulations David brought upon himself. And some trials and some storms and some tribulations came out of nowhere. And through all of these storms, whether David created them or whether they were self-created, whether he brought situations upon himself or whether he was minding his own business and trouble looked for him, either way, David made it through every storm because he was a child of God. And so Psalm 52 is a wonderful psalm because it doesn't lie to us. It doesn't promise us things that aren't true. I hear so many preachers today promising people, telling people things that aren't true. God never exempted us from the trials of life. That you can't find that anywhere in the Bible. In fact, it is through the trials of life, it is through the hard seasons of life, that we really discover who God is. That he is everything his word says he is. That he is a strong tower and a shelter in the midst of the storm. That he is that true anchor that holds us and does not allow us to be moved when the winds and the storms are blowing hard. I remember one time my father told me, hurricane is coming. He says, we got to get the house ready. We got to, you know, we're in the Caribbean. We're in the island of Puerto Rico. He says, a storm is coming, Michael. We got to get the chickens. We got to collect the ducks and the geese. We got to get the sheep, the goats. We got to get the pigs. I mean, we were just moving everything to safety. And my father had this equipment. It was kind of like a lawnmower. He had this piece of equipment. And he says, take this lawnmower over there to that palm tree. And so I took the lawnmower, I rode it over to where the palm tree was, and then he brought a chain. And he took that chain and wrapped it around the palm tree and wrapped it around the lawnmower, and then he locked it. And I said, what's that for? He says, listen, the wind is going to start blowing a lot of things away. We need this piece of equipment. If this lawnmower is chained to this palm tree, it won't be blown away. We won't find it down the hill somewhere. That's how strong. Category 5 hurricane is a storm. It's a major storm. And I remember coming out of the shelter that we were all in. It was my dad and my brothers and sisters and my stepmother, and we were all in this shelter with animals. One side of the shelter had the animals. Of course, the horses and the cows were out in the field. That we didn't put in the shelter. But all the smaller animals, the ones that could be blown away, they were in the shelter. One side of the shelter was the animals. The other side of the shelter was the family. And I remember after the storm blew over the next day, my father opened the door, and we came out of the storm shelter. And I looked, and boy, there were roofs that had flown off of houses. There were trees that were down. And I remember running to the palm tree to see what happened to the lawnmower. And the lawnmower was there, tethered to the chain, tethered to the palm tree. My dad was right. We didn't lose that valuable piece of equipment because it was anchored. And so it is when you anchor yourself to the Lord. The winds, the storms of life will come and go, and you shall remain standing and not be moved. For the Lord your God is with you. Today we want to look at the word cast, and there is a picture. There's a man there. Now, of course, you know that picture can't be true. There's no man strong enough to roll a boulder that size up that steep hill. That's impossible. But it's the picture, and it conveys a very important lesson, which we're going to get into shortly. So let's look at the word cast, because the text begins by saying, cast thy burden upon the Lord. So What is it that, what does the word cast mean? What does it mean? It's the first word in the sentence. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What does it mean to cast? Well, the word cast is a verb, and it's the verb salak, Hebrew verb salak, meaning to throw, to cast, like if you were casting a stone. Now, there's no way, looking at that picture, that you and I can cast that rock. We can't even pick the rock up. Listen, you can't roll the rock. Not a rock that size. I'm sorry. I don't know of a man. I don't know of a woman. I don't know of a group of people. I don't know if you can gather all the members of Grace Church, and we said to ourselves, okay, let's all of us put our shoulder into this big boulder, and let's try to get this boulder up this hill. I don't think all the members of Grace combined together, pushing uphill, could get that boulder on the shoulders of the Lord. Can't be done. So, the word cast means to throw. The same way we would throw wood on the back of a truck, or the same way we would take lumber and put it, cast it on the back of a truck, or even rocks, cleared many of fields where we were transporting rocks from one field to another place. And rocks were good. We would always look for rocks. Rocks were used in construction, depending on the size of the rock. But we used to go to fields and pick up all kinds of rocks because we used to mix them with cement when we were building things back in the homestead. So it means to cast, to throw. Now, in a negative sense, this Hebrew verb salak is used to describe when God rejects a person or when he rejects a group of people. He will cast them out of his sight. When the Bible says that God will salak a man or a woman out of his sight, it means he's throwing them away. He has no use for them. He doesn't want them. And this kind of language is used in Psalm 51:11. And let's quickly go to Psalm 51:11. It's a psalm of David. And this is what David says to God after having sinned with Bathsheba, after having killed her husband Uriah. This is what David says to God in a penitent prayer. He says, cast me not away from thy presence. Oh God, I know that you have cast certain people out of your presence, which means they're not saved. They won't be saved. Lord, don't do that to me. So in a negative sense, it describes rejection from God. God is eternally rejecting a person or a group of people, as in Psalm 51:11, Psalm 71:9, 2 Kings 17:20, and 2 Kings 24:20, and Jeremiah 14:16. But in a good sense, and this is the one that refers to us, we can salak our children and cast them unto the caring arms of God. When a man or a woman, you know, when a couple finds out, when the wife comes home and says, honey, I got some news. And the husband says, what's that? We're pregnant. We're pregnant. Yes, we're going to have a baby. And they start to hug each other and kiss each other and great news. That moment in time, this couple who serves the Lord are to take their child right then and there and cast that child unto the care of God. Psalm 22. Let's go to Psalm 22. In Psalm 22:10, David says, this is a Psalm of David, I was cast unto thee from the womb. As soon as David's mother and David's father found out that she was pregnant, both mother and father placed the fetus. Yes, the baby. He's so tiny. He's just but a fetus. At that moment in time, they cast that child to the hands of God. Then he goes on to say, thou art my God from my mother's belly. You've been my God since conception. My mom and dad are part of your covenant people, and their offspring become your covenant people. And as your covenant people, you protect us and care for us. Therefore, we cast ourselves unto your loving arms. Therefore, David says in Psalm 22:11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help but the Lord. You see, in a good sense, we can cast our children upon God upon conception and also cast our cares, our anxieties, and our burdens on the Lord as they come our way. Trouble's coming your way. Trouble is coming my way. As long as you live, you will have trouble. Thomas Watson, the great English Puritan, said this, man is born to trouble. Now, we can all testify and say amen to that. Man is born to trouble. He is heir apparent to it. Yes, indeed. We're all heir apparent to trouble because we're all the offspring of Adam and Eve, who brought trouble into the world when they rebelled against God at Eden. Thomas Watson goes on to say, man is born to trouble. He is heir apparent to it. He comes into the world with a cry. Remember those old movies when a child was born and the doctor would spank it on the bottom? And then in the movies, you see the father, he's outside the room, and the doctor's in the room with the wife and the nurse, and they spank the baby's bottom. And then the father hears the cry, and everybody knows there's a baby. Well, there you go. We come into the world with the cry, whether the doctor spanks you in the bottom or not. And we all go out with a groan. The groan of death. Yes, indeed, man is born to trouble. But if you have God on your side, you will make it through life. Now, David wrote this psalm. He wrote Psalm 55. Look at that huge rock in that picture. Look at that huge rock. Now, if that were David trying to push that rock uphill, we know David could not push it uphill. How do we know that? Well, the Bible tells us that in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, David kneeled down when confronting Goliath, and he took five small, smooth stones. He took five out of the riverbed, out of the stream. There's a stream there, and he went to the stream, and out of the stream bed, a stream flowing with water, he took from that stream bed five small, smooth stones. And with one, he was able to cast one and bring down Goliath. But no man is able to cast a rock size, not the one in the picture. And for that, you're going to need God. In fact, even for the small stones that David cast, even for that small rock that he put into his slingshot, in which he brought down Goliath, he was only able to do so with great expertise because God mightily used him. So, we are children of the new covenant. And think of this, saints. Look at the promise. Look at the promise in Psalm 22. The promise is that the moment we are conceived and the moment our parents get news of our soon arrival in 9 months, they are to cast that child into the eternal protection and care of God. And not just at conception, but also throughout life. Because David says, listen, in Psalm 22, my parents cast me into your care. But now as an adult, and my parents are no longer here, my mom's not here, and my dad are not here, I myself cast myself into your hands. This is why David can say, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Your mom and dad did it at the beginning of your life, and now they're gone. Now you have to do your own casting. And who are you going to cast yourself upon? Well, do what your mom and dad did. Cast yourself into the hands of God. Let him handle that rock that is so big. That rock represents your problems. Are you facing a problem right now larger than life? Are your burdens larger than life? Give them to the Lord. Whatever it is you're going through, cast it upon God. Say, God, I can't even pick this thing up. Could you pick up this problem for me? Can you handle it? And we all know what the answer is because David concludes by saying, the righteous, that's you, that's me, the righteous shall never be moved. Why? God won't allow it. God will sustain you. God will get you through the other side. So, my word of encouragement today is cast your burdens upon the Lord. God bless you.
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. Give thanks. with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Because